Although schizophrenics form by far the largest single group in Britain's mental hospitals, the disease remains something of a mystery. Krepelin described it in the 1890s under the name dementia praecox, but medical research is still scratching at its nature and true origin. Ronnie was no ordinary schizophrenic whose problems could be tidied up with three capsules of Stematol a day. The paranoid schizophrenic is different. Even if he has a breakdown, his obsessions can persist despite it. Certain symptoms can usually reveal themselves. Lack of feeling for others, difficulty in communicating, erratic behaviour, extreme moodiness. Often, delusions of grandeur are combined with extreme feelings of persecution. Qualities like these appear in many of history's great religious leaders, also in its most notorious criminals. Jack the Ripper and Al Capone are textbook cases of the violent paranoid schizophrenic. So, as the Long Grove doctors might have discovered, was Ronnie Cray.